Hello and welcome to the Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're asking, how do you get followers on Twitter without cheating? Martin, people get rather obsessed by getting Twitter followers, so I'm relying on you to give me the answer. How do I get lots of Twitter followers?
Say interesting things. That's the rule number one, I guess. There's no point in putting tweets out there that are just plain dull. And it's something that so many people fall into, particularly business owners who feel that they have to tweet sales messages all the time. And to be honest, nobody wants to read a stream of adverts all day.
You say interesting. My life's boring. What do? I sit and watch telly. What am I going to tweet about?
The things you're watching, I guess. Make it an interactive conversation around a particular TV show, Olympics being a great example of that. Alternatively, you can find great content from across the web, so tools like StumbleUpon or Reddit or Dig, things like that, allow you to find content around certain topics that you can then tweet, so you become a content curator, and you become a great person to follow regarding particular interests.
Okay, so I'm tweeting interesting things, but how will people know I'm tweeting interesting things if nobody's following me?
Well, I think one thing that you have to do is actually engage in conversation around a particular topic as well. So if, for instance, you're wanting to tweet about, it could be a major trade show with your industry, follow the hashtag of that event and then actually send tweets to people who are there and retweet things and actually engage with people. It is two-way. That's important for people to remember.
What about who you follow? Is that important in getting followers?
If you follow only celebrities, then you're unlikely to get followed by a lot of other people. But who you follow isn't that important. I mean, you might follow people that have team follow back in their biography, but ultimately not everybody that you follow is going to follow you back. It is all about building up relationships with people, actually engaging, even though that's a word that I think is thrown around by social media types, but actually participating in conversations and giving and sharing useful links to resources and articles across the web.
How do I find people that are interesting to follow that will engage?
Well, one of the great things with Twitter that came with the recent redesign was the Discover tab. If you click on the Discover section, you find out people that have recently been followed. You can find tweets that other people have favorited, tweets that other people have retweeted. And it allows you to find other like-minded individuals who are sharing good content as well.
You mentioned team follow back. There are some people who will always follow back. Do you think that's a policy that's good to have as an individual and as a business?
It's not something I'm particularly in favour of. I think you should follow people that you think you're going to get genuine worth from. The problem with the team follow back idea is that you can end up following 10,000 people and then your timeline or your tweet stream just becomes a big, fast-moving, cluttered mess.
Is there a kind of thought over what is a good ratio of number of people that you follow and the number of people who are following you?
I don't think there is, really. You should only follow people that you're interested in at the end of the day. So don't feel under pressure to follow everybody that follows you. A lot of people do feel a certain pressure for that. And certainly don't sign up to one of the Get Followers Fast schemes where you can hand over control of your account to an automated service which follows everybody who mentions a certain phrase. Those things are awful.
So what you're saying is then, is that really, if you want to build up followers in a genuine way, you've got to have quite a lot of patience because it's not going to happen overnight.
It doesn't happen overnight, not unless you're a celebrity. But if you want genuine value from the social aspect of Twitter, allow it to happen organically.
And that's it from today's Status Update. If you'd like to have your say on what we've been talking about today, then go to our website, statussocial.com.